Hello and welcome to The Village Green, a New England music sampler. This is DJ Frederick, and we will be visiting music from the six states that comprise New England: Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Radio Thrift Shop is going on a brief hiatus for the month of November, and we're going to be focusing on New England artists past and present in all genres. As the seasons turn, I'm going to start off the program today with a gentleman who lives in Keene, New Hampshire. I believe he is a psychotherapist. His name is Kevin Dreamel, and this is a great tune called October. Thank you.
down the street, losing her head, picking up her feet. Late for the bus, it's a breeze by both of us, but we just smile, it's so unusual. We've got nowhere to go, down to a dead man's bar. Talk so fast, we forget who we are. Drink to the body and the blood of life, let it roll through our veins tonight. When comes a sample night, by me and every friend I could find. Morning comes without much dignity. My head hurts so bad I can't see 2 feet in front of me. A fly in my window keeps buzzing back and forth. I'm shuffling out the door like I don't care much anymore. My life with new and beautiful things, and I think of the nights I'd look in your eyes when I'd swear they were mine. I cross the street and hide as you wave goodbye, slow, slow. Someday I'm gonna float away in the wind made by. Someday I'm gonna float away. 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 Float away. Float away.
Just a shadow of what they used to be. The wind and cold have robbed them of each and every leaf. Warm by the fireplace, I take you by the hand and draw you close beside me while November sweeps the land. Oh, November. top is standing in snow up to my knees. Oh, November coming soon. Oh, November coming soon.
Well, very prophetic tune there by Alan Munson from his album First Light. That was November, and as I'm recording this program, it's actually October 29th, and we are standing in snow up to our knees. Little Halloween or pre-Halloween surprise in New England. Before that, we heard the Push Stars with Slowly from the compilation This is Boston, Not Austin, Volume 2. And we started the set off with Kevin Dremel from Keene, New Hampshire, beautiful song called October, as we segue into the Village Green, a New England music sampler, the November episodes, while Radio Thrift Shop is on hiatus. Radio Thrift Shop will be back in a few weeks. I'm going to do a featured album today, and it is going to be Alan Munson, First Light. Alan, I believe, lives in Massachusetts right now. This album was originally released in 1979 on Parallax Records in Santa Barbara, with all songs written by Alan Munson, also all vocals and instruments performed by Alan. The First Light album doesn't really fit into any musical category per se. The songs range from psychedelic rock to some fairly laid-back folk rock, and even a song with a country rock beat. Instruments played on the album include electric and acoustic guitars, electric bass guitar, and drums. So, this was released in 1979 and sadly faded into obscurity. I'm going to play you the first four tracks from Alan Munson's First Light.
Restless nature keeps you moving towards some treasure you must find. Folks at home would really like to see you if you could ever make the time. I saved the picture you sent me from the South Seas. Must have been a paradise. Your old suitcase is getting quite a workout. It's still the closest thing to home. Where will you be when the sun sets tonight? Do your dreams keep you pacing at night? Sail away forever. Sail away. Taking a romantic life and dressed it up with landing lights. You live on an island in the sky. Where will you be when the sun sets tonight? Do your dreams keep you pacing at night? Sail away forever. Sail away. the way forever. Sail away forever. Sail away.
Song, Lord, why'd you make this road so long? Lord, why'd you make this road so long? The headlights are straining just to see. This pickup is a half ton 63. Half of it is paid for, the other half I owe. Still keeps me driving down the road. Still keeps me driving down the road. Yes, I should pull over for the night. Won't be long before the morning light. But I turned up the radio, stamped that pedal to the floor. Puts me a little closer to my home. Sure puts me closer to my home.
I am the one who is not tiptoes to you.
It's cold outside, and the wind is crying through the trees. The summer's almost gone. Say goodbye to summer's breeze. And the woman that I love is chasing a rainbow, and I've been left on my own. She loves me still, but that was not a question. There's just no room in her mind. And it's cold outside, I better turn my collar to the wind. She left with the summer, they won't be back again. She knows that I will always love her. She's always on my mind. She took good care of me, and I long to hold her. Now I'm loving a and laugh and cry and talk about the things we love. We used to sing the songs, all harmony was just our way of life. But it's cold outside, and the wind is crying through the trees. The summer's gone, say goodbye to summer's breeze. And the woman that I love is chasing a rainbow, and I've been left on my own. She loves me still, but that was not a question. There's just no room in her mind. And it's cold outside. It's cold outside.
Sweet Perfection from Alan Munson and his 1979 LP, First Light. There was another album released in 1979 titled First Light, and one that I really enjoy by Richard and Linda Thompson. Unfortunately, they're not from New England, therefore I won't be playing that on this program, but maybe on Radio Thrift Shop in the future. And you are listening to The Village Green, a New England music sampler with DJ Frederick. I'd like to play something that was recorded by a gentleman in Lewiston, Maine. His name is Jesse Kendall, and the project is Sunfisher Songs. I don't believe that this has been formally released, but it's some very, very cool music. So, from Lewiston, Maine, this is Jesse Kendall and Sunfisher.
Perfect. for sure. Some for sure. Some for sure. Fridge full of steam. I've lived in a city where opinions are reason. Some for sure. Some for sure. Stay this year. Lumber houses on building days away. Rich people try too hard. They attack me with their fake oaths. I'm sure, maybe I'm sure. Deep on the dirt road, mud and spring crowd. The fisher in the sun that's gone, we talk so fucking loud. Oh, some for sure.
Crushing. My first crush was on my fourth grade teacher, Miss Manconi. She was a mod, colorful teacher in a sea of black and white bad habits. In a stern, ruler-stiff school, she was my sanctuary. One day for an English assignment, she brought in her portable record player and had us listen to her Simon and Garfunkel album. When they sang Homeward Bound, I wondered what her home was like. I automatically envisioned beaded curtains, just like Rhoda's. In fact, in my mind, her whole apartment was just like Rhoda Morgenstern's. I was so in love with her, and I had to vie for her attention, because all the kids loved her and thought she was cool. But I was the only one that really understood what the coolness was all about. It was about writing and learning, and I wanted to learn as much as she could teach. I learned that Simon and Garfunkel were kind of like poets, and that the Beatles were very groovy. Oh, I know one. I like the one when they go wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? That's so weird. Well, it's surreal, she told me. That's an art form using fantastic images from your subconscious. From that point on, everything was surreal. All us kids would be in the schoolyard talking about the Flip Wilson show or laughing, and in a very stuck-up way, I'd say, I know, it was so surreal. This would immediately be met with a dodgeball upside the head. All through my crushing of her, she guided and nurtured me, always encouraging me to keep writing. She was gone the next year, probably a little too Rhoda Morgenstern for St. Kevin's. Once again, school became a place I dreaded going to. Nothing but mean old ladies beating us into submission with a good Catholic education. Conformity restored. Well, almost. All it takes is one teacher to pull back the curtain of possibilities, even if it is a fictitious beaded one.
Manchester, New Hampshire's own Johnny Earthquake from a single that was released back in the day on Spiral Records' Black Plastic. Before that, we heard a poem read by Lisa King from This Is Boston, Not Austin, Volume 2. And we started the set off with Jesse Kendall from Lewiston, Maine, and Sunfisher. I'll be playing a couple of more tracks from that in the coming weeks. This is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to The Village Green, a New England music sampler. It is political campaign season, and the candidates are falling all over New Hampshire like flies. Oh, man. You can barely walk down the street without having to swat a few of them away, or their followers, or zealots, whatever you want to call them, disciples, something like that. At any rate, back in 1968, candidate Eugene McCarthy released a campaign record in New Hampshire. And it was featuring Peter, Paul, and Mary. We're going to hear the entirety of that 7-inch vinyl single right now. This is candidate Eugene McCarthy from 1968, a blast from the political past.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Eugene McCarthy. And bring peace to this our land. It robs us of the honor that our country's known before. When we will not pursue a peace to end an unjust war, we are all responsible
for what's done in this war. Democracy means we can decide. That's what our vote is for.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Jean McCarthy and bring peace to this our land.
Our cities crumble from a bomb dropped on a foreign land, and politicians stand and watch as the flames of hate are fanned. But the dream has not yet died, my friend. The times can still be changed. With courage we can right the wrongs and end our nation's shame.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Jean McCarthy and bring peace to this our land.
Now that he's said what's in our hearts, alone he took his stand. Echoed by more timid men who ask to lead our land. No one is too young to help, no effort is too small. Everyone must care this time, we all must heed the call. Robs us of the honor that our country's known before, when we will not pursue a peace to end an unjust war.
A war of which the bishops of Vietnam have recently cried out, saying, "In the name of God, let the killing end." A war which has been denounced in the words of the Vietnamese poet who said, "In the name of humanity, let the killing end." And I would quote just a few lines from his poem. He said, "I say farewell to the blazing, blackening place where I was born. Here is my breast. Aim your gun at it, my brother, and shoot. For I offer my body, the body our mother bore and nurtured. Destroy it if you will. Destroy me if you will, and build from my body whatever it is that you were dreaming of. Who will be left to celebrate the victory made of blood and fire?" And all Americans, I think, today should cry out saying, "In the name of America, let this killing end." This is the significant conclusion of the President's Commission's report. that we must begin immediately and on a massive scale to attack the causes of unrest and dissent and of riots, and to proceed to bring within reach of all Americans all of those things which make up what we call the good life. This was the second dream and the object of Martin Luther King's most recent effort. Now that he has been assassinated in the pursuit of this cause, we can resolve only that even more strongly we will dedicate ourselves to the end that equality may become in America not a word or not a phrase or not a desirable objective, but in fact a reality for the United States of America.
But the dream has not yet died, my friend. The times can still be changed. With courage we can right the wrongs and end our nation's shame.
I think we've proved a number of things, or at least a number of things that have happened in this country that wouldn't have happened if all of us at some time in the past hadn't decided to put democracy to a test. I suppose that Lyndon Johnson would still be a candidate for the presidency. I don't know whether we'd be sitting down to negotiate in Paris today about the war in Vietnam. I'm not sure that as many people as today believe that the priority for America is to carry out the recommendation of the President's Commission report on the problems of the cities if we had not campaigned. I'm not sure of any of these things, but I am sure of one thing. And that is that my campaign, really your campaign, has set America free.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land.
The mountains and the deserts don't seem to make it.
from the much revered privately pressed LP by D.R. Hooker. That was The Sea from the LP The Truth. And D.R. Hooker is a Connecticut band. They released two albums and a cassette back in the 1970s, and I would absolutely love to get my hands on a copy of that cassette. If you'd like to communicate with me here at the Village Green, you can write to FMOE. Actually, you can email. Oh, Lord. Writing actually involves writing, pen, paper, hand motions. Oh, okay. My email address is FMOE. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. And I would be happy to communicate with you. Here's another song in honor of the wild and crazy weather we are having here in New England. This is Ben Swift in a tune called Snowflakes. By your side, Absolutely brilliant. Johnny Earthquake batting down the hatches. That's what we've had to do in the past couple of days. It has been a wild ride. This is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to The Village Green, a New England music sampler. Artists past and present, kind of freeform radio to hopefully introduce you to the musicians and artists and the culture of the six states we know as New England. Here's another tune by Alan Munson, Late Night Morning Coffee. Thanks for listening. Oh Lord, I'm 50-something, still playing rock and roll.